now to Labour's Rachel Reeves, the Shadow Work and Pension Secretary. Well, given that level of scepticism, why not follow the Conservatives' strategy and put some of your promises into law if you get elected?
Well, I think what we've heard at this lunchtime from people you've been speaking to is that, you know, turning something into a law doesn't necessarily make people trust it more. I think what's important is that in Labour's manifesto, there is nothing that is not costed and there's nothing that is not fully funded. The reason that the Tories are having to rush out this gimmick today is that over the last few weeks, they've made a number of unfunded commitments, whether that's on health, on rail fares, on childcare.
I'm sure you want to launch a long attack to the Conservatives, but wouldn't it be very clear to voters if you said to them, look, we've made these promises, a number of things that you've said, for example, you know, you committed not to raise national insurance, something which Labour's done in the past. Wouldn't it be very clear to voters if you decided to make that a legal guarantee?
Well, we have said that we wouldn't increase the basic rate of income tax from 20p or from 40p, that we wouldn't increase national insurance, and that we wouldn't increase VAT. It's actually the Tories who have got track record on this, because, of course, they went into the last election saying they wouldn't increase VAT, and the first thing they did was to increase it to 20%. So they're the ones that have got a track record on this.
But we do know what politicians have the habit of doing, which is they get into power and they say, oh, we just looked at the books and they're far worse than we realised they were going to do, so I'm very sorry, but with a heavy heart, I'm going to have to raise national insurance.
Well, we know the books are looking pretty bad. This government said that they were going to get rid of the deficit in this parliament. Actually, we're going to inherit a deficit of around £80 billion of national debt that has doubled in the last 5 years. So we know that the public finances are not in a good state, which is why it's really important that everything in our manifesto, whether it's the £2.5 billion for the National Health Service, whether it's the 25 hours free childcare, okay, that everything that we've signed up to is fully funded by, for example, the mansion tax, the bank levy, the bank bonus tax.
Let's not get into the whole long list of your manifesto commitments, but let's take one issue. You know, the welfare bill is a very large one. I'm sure all the parties are having to look at that in quite a lot of detail. Do you promise that you wouldn't cut child benefit?
Well, we have no need to cut child benefit because we haven't signed up. We're not going to cut child benefit because we haven't signed up to the extreme plans that the Conservatives have signed up to. They've said that they're going to save £12 billion on social security. You can only do that by deep cuts to family finances on tax credits, where if they repeat what they've done in this parliament, that's £3.8 billion off tax credits. And of course, they haven't ruled out incorporating child benefit into universal credit.
One of the reasons that you say your plans are more limited is because you aren't going to try and cut the deficit when it comes to investment spending, that's capital spending. Are you able to tell us, because you've been making the case for clarity today, are you able to tell us how much you're prepared to borrow to invest in those kind of projects?
Well, we've said that the deficit is going to fall in every year of the Parliament and
that's,
we are going to get the
spending.
Budget into... Overall, we're going to cut the deficit in every year of the Parliament and we're going to balance the books by 2020 at the latest, but earlier if possible.
Because I understand your plans are still to borrow to invest.
But we're going to cut the deficit in every year of the Parliament, and we are going to reduce the national debt as a share of GDP as soon as possible, by 2020 at the latest, but earlier possible. But, you know, we don't want to sign up to things that we then can't deliver, because that's what's got this government into trouble over the last 5 years, whether it's the Lib Dems on tuition fees or the Tories on child benefit and tax credits.
Thank
but
you.
We are very clear about our plans.
Thank you very much indeed, Rachel Reeves from Labour. Well, let's talk to